Yeah, I apologize if I go too quickly or if I'm too loud, obnoxious, etc. The whole point of this project is that we're trying to find alternative methods for maintaining training lands while reducing fire at Fort Carson. Basically, Fort Carson has been up in flames for the last couple of years, and there's concerns that if they keep having these fires, they're going to have higher erosion. Some of their critical infrastructure, such as their targeting and even the facilities that house the soldiers' families, could come under fire, and then they would have a higher erosion situation. Now, everybody here probably already knows what a vegetated firebreak is. It's just a management tool that allows control of a wildfire. It's a way of reducing that fire without doing something mechanical, without grading a road or things like that. Now, Fort Carson, they started in 2007. They burned roughly 19,000 acres. And then over the last 2 years, almost 70,000 acres. A couple fires were started due to training. One fire, this fire in the bottom right, was actually started, I believe it was an equipment breakdown. Another one of their smaller fires was started when they were mowing the edges of their firebreak road. So they had just bladed the road and they were trimming up all the weeds on the edge. They hit a stone, it sparked a fire, burned, I think, 1,000 acres. Now, what is of most concern was in April of 2008, they had the fire that came across Highway 115. And internal to Fort Carson, there is a road called Route 4. They have all the roads named. And Route 4, if the fire had passed Route 4, they would have evacuated all of the cantonment area of Fort Carson. They were in the mode of doing that when the fire people were able to get it under control. So we were asked originally by Axum, Heidi, myself, and Tony Palazzo, to meet with Fort Carson, bring all the stakeholders together, try to figure out a way of reducing their fire while at the same time getting some seed out onto the ground to stop some erosion. So we met with Range Control, the environmental group, Pest Management, Nature Conservancy, DPW. There's a few other people I didn't list, but we met with them and discussed, what's our criteria? What type of plant do we really want to use? And we came down to these five things. Good fire tolerance. If it has good fire tolerance, it has good drought tolerance. We wanted something that would recover fast. Something that was easy to obtain. Not necessarily easy to establish, but when we get all the factors together, some of the plants are very easy to establish. And Fort Carson was very adamant that they wanted native plant materials. We had a list of about 40 species, 25 of them being natives, that Fort Carson just kind of pushed off to the side and said, we don't want to talk about it. Then they had another fire. So what we came up with, a couple species that they were not using, well, they were using western wheatgrass and slender wheatgrass, but it was an older older cultivars. And recovery western wheatgrass and first strike slender wheatgrass, were two species that we actually developed in cooperation with the Forage and Range Research Lab that have quick growing. They stay green most of the year, and they recover well from a fire. So we finally were able to get Fort Carson to use some of the plants that were actually developed at their location. And then we also added in thick spike wheatgrass and prairie June grass as the Fish and Wildlife people requested that we add those as well. Then it came to the introduced species. As I said before, Fort Carson did not want to have anything to do with anything remotely introduced until they burned another 10,000 acres of highly erodible soils. And they came back and said, okay, talk to us about some introduced species. So we originally talked about Bozoisky 2 Russian wild rye and Roadcrest crested wheatgrass. Roadcrest, because it's a turf type, very low growing, used in Colorado by the highway departments to reduce mowing. And then we tried to stay away from forage kochia because a lot of people attribute forage kochia with annual kochia, the invasive weed. And actually it was the environmental people at Fort Carson that asked us to include this in our mix. So we went ahead and we picked two locations based on rainfall and soil types. A northern one, which is a little wetter, and a southern location, which is a siltier, sandier soil, the northern area. And originally, as I said, we originally started out with five seed mixes. Two native mixes, a native with some low-growing, acceptable, introduced sheep fescue, Canada bluegrass, Canby bluegrass, some of those shorter species. A low-growing mix that is all low-growing, and then Fort Carson standard mix. And then, like I said, after the fire, we created a REC, which is a record of environmental concern with all parties involved, that allowed us to at least look at the introduced species, both as monocultures and then as mixtures, to see if we plant these in strips, if they will give us better control of fire. So like I said, we have two locations. We now have 12 seed mixes, but the other aspect of this is we want to look at how does typical military use affect these mixes? Because if we're going to go out and actually plant mixes, say along their existing roadsides, say put swaths along the roadsides, they're going to train on them. So are these plants going to survive that training? So we've included a controlled burn as a management practice, mowing, which they already do as a management practice, and then full-on training. And then the fourth treatment is we're not going to do anything to it. We're going to have a true control to compare damage versus not. And then we replicated that three times at both locations. So in March, we had the luxury of being in Fort Carson the day it snowed, and we got stuck there for, I don't know, 6 or 7 days. So we sampled, we did our background sampling, and then they prepared the soil like they would any of their typical seeding, because we want to match what we're doing with what Fort Carson typically does, because they're the ones putting the seed on the ground. So in their case, they typically disc the damaged area, get it smoothed out, and then they come in with a rangeland drill and drill into it. Now, because of the concerns with the invasives, quote unquote invasives, and the introduced species, every time we did a seed mix, we vacuumed out the drill to reduce the possibility that those species were going to spread. Also, under the the record of environmental concern, we actually have buffer areas around these so that in case the forage kochia or the Russian wild rye or the road crest start to spread, we have an area of control so that it's not getting out to the rest of the facility. That's one of their main concerns. And then I went back. These pictures were taken about 2 weeks ago. The mix on the left is our Western, our improved Western wheatgrass, our improved slender wheatgrass with prairie June grass and buffalo grass. And if you look at the picture, you can actually see the rows of what was planted. You can see where our Western and our slender, which is what makes up those rows mostly, were coming up quite well. Whereas this is two plots over, that's where they put in their Fort Carson mix, which is using mostly natives and mostly older cultivars. So, and then we have, in both cases, we do have some weedy species coming in. We hope to control that in the spring. So I'm light on data right now because, you know, it's just coming up. But what we're going to do is we're going to evaluate establishment for the next 2 years. We're going to collect biomass samples quarterly because we want to see how close together these plants are growing and what's our species composition. And then we're going to do a controlled burn in 2011. And as part of that, we're actually going to use a heat-sensitive camera to look at the rate of burn through the different treatments that we have so that we can get an idea, are we slowing the fire down under a given set of conditions? Are we doing what we are aiming to do? And then apply the management, you know, the training activities, the mowing, and all of that, like Fort Carson normally would, will be applied to the experiment as well. Any questions?